بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى accept our gathering here. Our intention should be to please Allah تبارك وتعالى. And whatever we learn, whatever mudhakara is made, firstly bring it into our lives practically, and then make an effort that these advisors come into our families first of all, make mudhakara with them, encourage them, and then whomever we have ta'alluq with, try and pass on the message to them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So it's very important that we adhere to our ma'amulat, our daily practices. This will increase our ta'alluq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ma'amulat tarakki ka zina hai. If we are paban with our ma'amulat, it will give us progress. It will cause us to progress spiritually also. It will discipline us. And that is very, very important, that our ta'alluq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gets stronger by the day. And this must show, Allah give us tawfiq, our ma'amulat, this, the effect of that must show in our ibadat. That in our ibadat, there is more khushu, more khuzu, and the crux of ibadat is ajzi. Allah bring that in our lives. So, let us be paban with our ma'amulat, whatever our ma'amulat are. If we have a sheikh, whatever ma'amulat he has given us, we should be punctual with that. No matter whatever it is, whether it's a Sunday, whether it's a Friday, we have to be punctual with our ma'amulat. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Our akabirin were very, very particular of their ma'amulat. At one place it is written about Dr. Arifi, Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, Adamat Barakatuhum says, we were going on a journey. And normally, the ma'amulat of our elders, our akabirin, is that they punctual with the awabin salat, that is after the maghrib salat. So they were on a journey. Now in a journey, there is rukhsat. There is rukhsat even for our nafal. Our sunnat muqaddaya, our ulama explained to us, if insha'i safar, you must be, there is rukhsat. But when the safar is insha, you starting your safar, so there is rukhsat, you can leave out your sunnat muqaddah. But athna'i safar, try not to leave out your sunnat muqaddah. So never mind sunnat muqaddah. They were so particular about their nawafil. So nawafil, there is gunjayish, safar. So after isha, Hazrat read a few extra rakats of salat. So then Hazrat said that I try and complete my ma'amulat. That awabin that I missed after Maghrib, I made amends for it now. No qada, but amends for it. I made up for it. Then he took out this masla of tasawuf. Fiqh is a separate matter. This is a matter of islah. He took out this masla of tasawuf. Fiqh, that we ask the ulama, the muftiyani kiram. But mashayikh, as far as the masail of tasawuf is concerned, they say we should be paban with our ma'amulat. So he took out this masail of this masla of tasawuf from this, that sometimes what happens, you forget eating. When you forget to read bismillah while eating. So there is a substitute for that. Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirahu. So on this he says that if you, for some reason, you had to delay your ma'amulat, delay it, but don't leave it out completely. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So one is fiqh, that we should consult with the ulama-i kiram, we should, especially the muftiyani kiram, but some things relate to our islah, where we get our cues and we get our guidelines from our mashayikh. So anyway, we must be paban with our ma'amulat as far as possible. It is for our own islah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Now, amongst our ma'amulat, Allah Pak give us tawfiq, is to take out some time in the day for muraqabah and maut. This is very, very important, that the whole day we engage in our ta'aleem, ta'allum, we are involved in our da'wah, tabligh, alhamdulillah, that must carry on, and we must exert ourselves. However, we mustn't forget that we all go in minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. We are going back into the sand. We are going to be in our qabr. Think about that. Make muraqabah, meditate about that. So Allah Pak give us tawfiq. I suggest that in Fazail al-Sadaqat, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi has quoted the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma on this. And the whole chapter, the whole hadith, we should try and read over and over. It's published separately also, Maut Qiyad. And after that, there is some poetry. In Arabic also, in Urdu also. Go over it, inshallah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. So set some time. The mashayikh prescribe that just before sleeping, we think about our death, that I am going to die, and think about the stages of death, after death, my ghusl, and then my janazah namaz, and then I will be lowered into the qabr, I will be all alone there, what is going to help me? My iman and amal saliha. And like that, after I'll be, the trumpet will be blown, all, you know, the stages of qiyamah, till either jannat or jahannam, but lightly. Ulama, mashayikh say, don't be very, very heavy on this meditation, because we are very, very weak. In fact, we hear from our ulama that the mashayikh of before, they used to actually wear their kafan and go into the qabr. The mashayikh of before, but we are very weak. We'll just lose our heart and probably we'll get a heart attack, I think. Have to do that. So, lightly. So, we have to listen to the mashayikh of today. We can't go on the teachings of the mashayikh of before, because the mashayikh of today know our halat, how weak we are. So, I suggest that we think about death at least some time in the day, even if it's 5 minutes, but think about death before sleeping or an appropriate time. And if we can read this, Allahumma barik li fil maut, وَفِيمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ اللَّهُمَّ 25 times a day, a person will get the rank of shahadat also. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we are punctual with our fara'is. That is the most important. Then thereafter, our wajibat, our sunnah mu'akkada, sunnah ghair mu'akkada, our nawafil, according to how our mashayikh prescribe it to us, our tasbihat, very, very important, morning, evening, our masnoon du'as, our tilawat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and take out some du'a, time for du'a. Now, the whole effort is du'a ki taqat ku barhana hai. So take out some time, make du'a for ourselves, make du'a for our families, make du'a for our neighbors, our relatives, and the whole ummah at large, till qiyamah, inshaAllah. So for this, another muraqabah is muraqabah du'a. Muraqabah du'a, this has been prescribed by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, that we don't move our tongue. Just with our heart, we make dua for ourselves, our families, and for the whole ummah. We hear that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to spend hours and hours in the Haramain Sharifain making dua for the ummah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this is our taraqqi and benefit for the ummah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Pak give us tawfiq, inshaAllah, to be paban with our ma'amulat, and also what taking out some time to remember death, and inshaAllah making more and more dua, and that is our solution. Our weapon is dua. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. So inshaAllah, we request especially our graduates to read Yasin Sharif, inshaAllah, and then we'll pass on the sawab to all our asatiza that are marhum, that are present with us, appreciate them, and our parents also, and also our mashayikh, our relatives, we can pass on the sawab to them, inshallah. So we request that we read Yasin Sharif. One virtue of Yasin Sharif is Rafi'a Khafida. Rafi'a, one of the names of Yasin Sharif is Rafi'a and Khafida. We read Yasin Sharif, Allah will cause our elevation. And inshallah, we will be raised amongst the Rafidi, those that are elevated on the day of Qiyamah. And we have enemies, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will cause the enemies to be debased. Allah Pak will cause them to be. And we have the enemies, especially in these times, that are trying to harm Islam, the Muslims. If each Muslim reads this, all what they're trying to do to harm the Muslims won't harm us, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah will humiliate them. So Yasin Sharif is very, very important. Before, we were encouraged at home to read Yasin Sharif. We couldn't, that was our breakfast. That was our spiritual meal. And then we go out and seek our rosy. Then we go out and do our work. Allah bring it again in our homes, inshallah. Yasin Sharif, after Fajr, let us revive it in our homes. This will bring a lot of barakat and a great source of progress for us in dunya and akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq. Anything? Allah give us tawfiq. So we can engage ourselves in Yasin Sharif, inshallah. Subhanallah.